All right, everyone, welcome back. Going into the third hour here of Roleplay Swan Song. Adam, what's up?
So the crew, their new cyborg friend in tow, walks into basically a bar that incorporates just about everything from every sci-fi movie bar scene you've ever seen. Like holographic go-go dancers, you know, the crush of people, weird, bubbly, orange glowing drinks, like loud, kind of vaguely techno-y music. You've just come through the front door. There was a long lineup, but when you got there, Higgs, the bartender, the bouncer, like, ushered you in, and was like, Miss Van Dorn's waiting for you, and like brings you inside. And it's inside this place. It's crazy. It's like three stories and there's all this stuff going on. And the bouncer, when you come in, like you stand there for a second, kind of like taking it in. And he points to the back and he's like, VIP's that way, sir.
All right. Well, thank you. Start walking back.
Okay, cool. All right. So you make your way through the crowd. There's a big like crush of people. And there seems to be some kind of like, event going on, some kind of like band playing on the stage, you're making your way through to where the VIP area is, and there's another like bouncer back there, and he gestures for you to go through. Pi is just kind of like looking around, taking in all of the madness. I imagine, Eric, how are you handling this?
I'm primarily wondering if they serve Pi's kind here, Adam.
Actually, in this scenario,
wait outside.
This scenario,
yeah.
Does Pi know that like he has to act like a VI?
I don't know. Have you had that? Let's flash back to that.
Did I feel like we flash back to that.
Okay, so maybe Pi is looking around, and we catch Piani like looking nervously at Pi, and then we flash back to you're in the Swan Song. You're sitting on your bed. Pi is like sitting on a crate or something next to you. What are you telling Pi?
I guess like the conversation would sort of be like, when you're out and about, you know, it's probably not the smartest thing to show yourself, to present yourself as an AI.
I understand.
I mean,
end scene.
You know, there's people who are looking for you or want to shut you down, and but just people who don't understand AI. And when you're out in public or we're about, I know it's degrading to you, and it's not who you are, but. It'd be more appropriate if you acted as though you are a VI.
Like I was before.
Well, sort of, yeah. And I don't want you to go to that place. I just need you to know it's for your own protection.
I think I understand. And it's only for now, anyway.
You're right. If you ever have a question, you just look at me. I'll let you know if it's okay or not.
Thank you, Piani.
Of course.
I'm excited to leave the ship with you and the rest of the crew. I think it's going to be very interesting.
I'm excited too.
So we cut back to Piani's nervous looking face. Higgs, you get up to the bouncer and he gestures for you to put your arms out so he can like pat you down. How many grenades do you have on you right now?
Sorry, I had everything muted. I don't have any on me.
No? Okay.
No.
All right.
I didn't suspect this was going to be a combat thing, so I don't have any on me.
Cool. Roll initiative. No, just kidding. I just wanted to hear you say you didn't have any grenades before I killed you all. No, he doesn't. They don't care that you have weapons. They just want to know what weapons you have. And he like unclips the velvet rope and like gestures you back into this hallway. And you start to head down towards where the VIP lounge, and there's a bunch of other like side rooms, and you catch there's a couple of people like in the hallway, and they're just like out in the open, just like doing like Blue Fever. It's like a dude and like his like wife or his girlfriend.
I kill all of them. No, I'm just kidding.
And they kind of just look at you like, hey, what's up? As you go by, they're like teeth all stained blue. The music back here is loud, but it's like more just like the bass because you're kind of separated from the main club. And you get to the end. There's a staircase. You go up to the third level, and you come out into a smaller area. There's a couple of tables, and there's a bunch of people sitting around dressed in like very nice, like nice club wear. Basically, they're not formal, but they're wearing like nice, expensive looking clothes and jewelry, and they're all. You know, like there's drinks on the table and stuff. And when you come out, Rajani stands up and kind of like, she like gestures, like some people are like, oh, where are you going? She puts her hands out and she comes over to you and everybody's watching her. Like you're again, with the exception of maybe Eric, like you can pick up that she's the person in charge. When she stands up, everybody like looks to see if she's going to do or say something. And when they see her walk up to you, you become an object of interest to everybody in the VIP area simply by the fact that she's talking to you.
Gotcha.
She's wearing, you've never seen her like outside of, like you've seen her like wearing like combat gear and like a jumpsuit and like, you know, like covered in blood from the time that she like shot those dudes. But she actually looks like really nice. Like her hair is all like up in this really fancy like hairdo with like pins through it. She's wearing like a long green, it looks like kind of a, like a sari, I guess, but it's in like this sort of snake scale looking fabric that's sort of shimmering as she walks towards you. And she has a bunch of like henna tattoos on both arms. And she comes up, and when she gets closer, you can see she's got like, she always had her nose pierced, but maybe you didn't notice it before. And she's got like a gold chain that goes from it to like her earring and then up into her hair. And she walks over and she's kind of grinning, and she walks up to you, Higgs, and she puts her hand out. And she's like, Higgs, it's good to see you're still alive. Let's shake your hand.
Yeah, I shake her hand, but I'm looking around and not at her at all.
Yeah.
I'm just looking around. It's like, yeah, right. You've sure leveled up in the world.
she nods.
Alpharius is in full bodyguard mode. He's like scanning around, looking around and stuff.
Okay. All right. So maybe we see, like, from Alpharius, we see from your perspective. Do you have, like, your cyber eyes have, like, a heads-up display?
Yeah. I mean, that's why they're implants. They're just like, they do like a quick space Google search of everything that they're looking at, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We get the like the sweep, the infrared sweep, and you can see like, you know, people have weapons on, and like you get like you're starting to process like facial recognition, and there's like the little audio wave at the bottom. Cool. Okay. So yeah, Rajani like shakes your hand and she lets go, and she's like, she looks over at Piani, and she's like, Piani, good to see you, as always.
It's good to see you again.
Welcome. Please, come. I'm being rude. Sit. Come with me.
I guess I like, usher everyone past in the group. And I, like, grab her by the hand and, like, almost... It would appear as if I'm going in for a kiss, but I'm trying to speak straight into her ear. I'm just like, hey, can you keep Andoni off the books? Let's not talk about it tonight.
She leans back and she nods, and she's like, of course, Mr. Higgins, the drinks are on me. And she gives that look like, yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
She snaps her fingers as she sits down, and a waiter comes over, and she says something to him in Urdu, and then he leaves. The people that were sitting there, they all evacuate the couch and the chairs, and she gestures for everybody to sit down.
Yeah. I've never met Rajani before, have I?
No.
Yeah, I think I'm probably just like standing there being large and sort of smiling quietly to myself, looking kind of awkward and not really saying anything.
If I notice him being awkward, I'm just like, Eric, please just sit the fuck down. You're being awkward as shit. Just sit down.
I sort of like loom over near Higgins and then sit down.
Yeah, sit next. That's fine. Just Rajani, this is Eric. He's new to women.
kind of like, like eyebrows you, Eric.
Yeah. Hello. It's nice to meet you. I'm Eric.
Do you have a last name, Eric?
Fretheim.
You're from Sigrid.
Yes, I suppose.
What is it that you do on the ship?
I fix things when they're broken. And when they're not broken, I also fix them.
He is a great mechanic, that is true.
Good mechanics are hard to find. And she looks around and then...
He blushes.
It looks at you, Higgs. And even harder to keep. And then back at Eric. Be careful, Eric. The Swan Song can be a very dangerous place to be.
Eric, but she's talking about our former mechanic. We killed him.
He was not very good.
I'm just kind of like, well, I mean, at least he's, yeah. He had a big ego.
You speak plainly, Eric. I appreciate that. No games, I assume. That's good. That's good.
Oh, no, I like playing games. Do you like space chess? Space checkers? Space Jenga? That one can be hard to play when the ship is flying.
She kind of like gives you the eyebrow and then looks at Higgs. And then you immediately, and Eric, you've seen people do this to you before. She has now just immediately discounted everything you're going to say for the rest of the conversation. Like, she's just like, okay, well, I'm done with you. She like turns in her chair and like turns a shoulder to you. Mm. And she looks at Alpharius, and she says, "You've changed your muscle too, I see."
Yeah, you'll like this one, Alpharius. Please introduce yourself. I just kind of like smile.
He looks at you, and he doesn't have a lot going on in the facial expression, but you can just see the faint squint of his eyes as he looks at you, and he looks at Miss Rajani, and his jaws rigidly clench. And he reaches out his hand and says, "It's nice to meet you. My name is Alpharius." And he's like trembling a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. She doesn't shake your hand, but she says, "It's a pleasure to meet you, Alpharius."
And he pulls his hand back and says, "What a bitch." He pulls his hands up and goes, "I have to use the restroom." And he gets up and leaves.
I told you you'd like that one.
And he gets, like, the door closes and you hear him say, "Fuck!"
Okay, so you walk into the, maybe we follow Alpharius out to the washroom. And, and that's what we hear, like, as the door's closing. And you just, like, "Fuck!" And it, like, echoes off the tiles of the washroom. And back at the table, Rajani looks at Piani. Is it Pi? Kind of, like, takes it all in. And she says, "We heard what happened with Sicarian."
Yeah, it's a shame. I mean, when you foster the best, they tend to go on their own. That's just what happens. Piani's still upset about it, so be careful. A little tender. Aren't you? A little Piani, I just go to grab her jeans.
So, Piani, Rajani looks at you. Like, she does a bit of the, like, "I'm not paying attention to this person anymore," but it's to Higgs now.
Right.
And she's giving you a very serious, like, I'm taking you seriously, look, even if he's not. And she says, "Piani, I had no idea you felt that way about Mr. Sicarian."
"I feel that way about every member of the crew."
And I'm just pointing
well,
right at me behind
them. "Almost every fucking member of the crew. Mr. Carrion protected the Swan Song. Mr. Carrion was the muscle, but he was also reason. I'm glad to have a fourth on ship, but it was sad to see him go."
Perhaps that means the voice of reason is yours now, Miss Pick. You just laugh.
Even I know that,
right?
Even I know that fucking ain't right, yeah.
So as they said, Alpharius comes back in and, like, very gingerly closes the door, kind of quietly walks to his seat, and just says, like, "Mr. Johnny, please accept my..."
I just kind of, like, look at Rajani.
He means apologies.
He kind of looks at Eric and is like, "Yes, I mean, course.
Rajani, do you accept his apologies? And I just have the biggest shit-eating grin on my face.
I think she just laughed. She's like, I knew there was a reason I wanted to stay friends with you idiots. You're all very entertaining. I have been very busy the last few weeks. And she kind of like gestures around. As you can see, with the removal of my competition, despite the fact that I was trapped with you in space for several weeks, I managed to get things back together. And I've done quite well for myself. And I believe that it's time for me to repay your assistance in that matter. I've sent some things to Mr. Sakarian to help him settle in his new life. And I wanted to know how I can help the crew of the Swan Song.
So while you were explaining all that, by the way, like, and everyone has like a chuckle, Alferez kind of looks around because he's not really getting an answer. He realizes he's just not going to get one. He kind of sits back and is like, fucking hell.
what exactly do you mean? You mean monetary funds? You mean, what exactly are you going for here?
Well, you're looking for opportunity, aren't you?
Well, I mean, we got opportunity all across the world. You know that.
Yes, you have an entire cargo hold full of our opportunity, I believe, several weeks late.
Yeah, sorry about that. We had to go have Sakarian defeat Titan. I'm sure you heard about that.
Yes, no, we did. I appreciate that you've delivered it. Unfortunately, she kind of like looks at Piani. Unfortunately, the timeline was strict, and mistakes were made in hiring the Swan Song for that particular mission. But it's been ratified. I want to talk to you about a new opportunity, about making some money with the syndicate.
Okay, well, let's talk. By the way, we're all good for Blue Fever if you need to run that. I'm just saying that we're good.
Yes, I appreciate that. It turns out not having your... And again, a look at Piani, sort of almost like, not apologetically, but like, you know, I know you're sensitive about this, but we're going to talk about a thing that, you know, maybe isn't going to make you very happy. But having Mr. Sakarian removed from the crew is a fiscal advantage for you if we're going to be allies. But that wasn't what I had in mind. Moving Blue Fever around the sector, we have that covered. Blue Fever is just our cash crop. It's some of the other more specialized things that I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
How available can you be for me for
Reggiani, I'm available any time of the night, you know that.
She laughs. I'm still almost certain you're not my type.
Well, I mean, many women aren't. Piani didn't think so, but here we are.
As she says that, Alferius leans in to you, Mr. Higgs, and says, I've done a full scan. She is a woman! And he just throws hands up and walks out again.
I just kind of look at him like, huh, what? Apparently he can do scans and you're a woman. Who
Door
knew?
Closed. He just says, fuck, again.
It's like, well, I mean, we got some characters. That's the truth. What do you need done?
There's an organization that's become a thorn in our side of late. The Purity Initiative. Maybe you've heard of them.
The who?
The Purity Initiative.
They were religious zealots or whatever, trying to cleanse the planet, something like that. I remember seeing them once or twice.
I believe that their organization is secular in nature, but yes, that's the gist of it. They're fervently anti-science. They don't believe in medicine or cybernetics. And she looks at Alferius.
No, he's out of the room, man.
she looks at where you left, man. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that'd be an easy fight for him, I assume. What do you need done? I mean, we're not gonna go kill an entire organization.
I wouldn't put it past you. But that's not what I'm asking. There's a member of their inner circle who has arranged a trip from the planet Oninsa. We intercepted their transmissions, and we want you to go and pick them up for us.
Okay, well, is this a simple snatch and grab? What type of security are we talking?
It should be minimal. A bodyguard, perhaps two. We need you to go and pick them up. Pretend that you are their expected transit. Bring them back here to me. I need to have a conversation with this person.
Well, I think I know what I want from you then.
It's about this time, by the way, Alpharius gingerly comes back in.
Okay.
I say that and stand up so he can get into the booth or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very, very kind of you. Thank you.
Say, if we're going to go pick someone up, we got to make sure the ship looks, you know, like it's picking someone up. So we need some body work done. I think those pockets of yours are pretty deep these days, and I'd love it if you could facilitate that.
What were you thinking of?
Oh, just a simple paint job. Make it not look like a piece of shit.
Yes, absolutely. That's fine.
We'd have, we'll keep Eric by so he can make sure that it's all handy-dandy. No upgrades, really, just some body work.
Certainly. All part of the job.
Okay. And payment for this job, what are we talking?
As you said, a simple pickup mission. And besides, the first of what I hope to be many. 30,000 credits? Plus incidentals, of course. Fuel supplies, life support. The usual transportation fees.
What system they in?
They're on Oninsa, Vafai.
Okay, and where are we bringing her back here?
Yes, bring them here to me.
And timeline on this?
You need to pick them up in 2 weeks.
Okay. All right, well, I kind of like look at Piani. I'm like, I think we got a deal. All right, yeah, I think we're good. Let's drink. I just like hold up a glass.
Okay. Yeah, she has, like, the waiter, while you've been talking, the waiter has come back with, like, a bottle of champagne, and like, you all have space champagne, of course, so it's, like, blue or some shit. So you all have drinks. Pi picks up the glass and, like, holds it up.
Yeah. Maybe I'm paying very close attention to how that goes down. Like, as it does, I'm just like, see, Piani, I taught him a few tricks. Or it, a few tricks, whatever. I like to think of him as a him, because then it makes it less weird.
Hicks, it's not fucking okay.
What's not
you're
okay?
You're a fucking deviant, you know that.
What do you mean? He's just drinking. He's not. It's just splashing his lips. You can just
you're
wash it off.
Fucking a later. Robot can't fucking drink you. God.
Well, that's what... Look, just give him a sick bath or something. Like, I don't know. He's going to fucking drink if he's going to be on the ship. That's just how it goes. Hey, Alfie, you drink?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, let's start. Just like pour.
Cheers
pour
to
shot.
That.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you can hang out at the club, basically like as long as you want. Rajani like has to go and do business after a little while, but you're welcome to stay and hang out in the VIP area.
Okay.
What's everybody gonna do? Pi just like is willing to like hang out and just take everything in, basically, be on scan mode. But what about the rest of you? I know Higgs, like you probably want to hang out and drink with your new crew member.
Yeah. I think me and Alfie hang. I I consider it like a party trick. So I'll go up and introduce Alfie just to see to someone, just to see how the conversation goes in the first 5 seconds. And then if it goes bad, I'll just leave and introduce him to someone else.
He's like, you know, he's at the mercy of you because he's just hired, wants this job, so he knows he's being tricked around, but he's like, yes, let us go meet these new people, and he's like, you know, staring at you.
Yeah. So and I think it's just a lot of tomfoolery. And
but
I
as
also,
I get drunker, by the way, it's harder for him to control it, so he just starts, it's all over the place.
Yeah. I also think I go and find Reggiani and ask her, like, where am I sending this bill to?
She says just to get in contact with her when you get back with the package. and she'll pay you directly.
Okay, and the body work? What about that bill?
Talk to someone at the docks. Tell them Rajani Van Dorn approved it. They'll have it. They'll make it happen.
Okay. As soon as that is locked in, I go and find Pi, and say, okay. "Say, Pi, you a fan of drawing?"
I'm sorry.
Drawing art. Do you know what art is?
Yes.
Can you could you sketch up some models of what you think the swan song should look like, and we'll pick as a crew tomorrow morning?
I don't understand.
I'd like you to speed draw as many as you can, because you know you are who you are, and I'm not an artist. Of just some ships that you've seen, maybe combine some similar forms and make it look spiffy.
Pi turns and looks at you, Piani.
Yeah. Muted.
Oh, because we're surrounded by...
Well, yeah, Pi just doesn't know what to say or do, and so looks at you like, huh?
Right, but we're surrounded by people that don't know what Pi is.
Sure, yeah.
I guess I just kind of like give a, I just like kind of give a shake to Pi, like, don't play his fucking games.
Okay.
Do I notice that? Like, I obviously see Pi turn, but do I notice that Piani responds?
Yeah.
Okay. Piani, are you a fucking artiste? You can't draw what you want this to look like. I can't. I can't even write my own fucking name some days.
Yeah. What do you want on, Higgs?
I just want it to look fucking cool. And Pi can make us a bunch of cool sketches, and then we'll go from there.
But what will you do with a sketch?
I'd give it to the person that's going to be working on it, and then they would improvise.
A sketch of what?
Of the ship, Alfie. I want it to look... I want people to stop shitting on my ship. I say, get like real serious for a second.
He did look up the swan song. So when you say that, you can see his eyes smile and his beard turns into the projection picture of the ship, actually.
It's like a little floating ship just under your face.
Yeah.
I just kind of like, well, look at that. Can you... Fuck you,
can I
Pi?
Do it with my
can,
hair?
Can yes. you do it with your
hair?
His hair
turns into the ship too. Yeah, he has two swan songs on his first beard and now his hair.
Can you project this out?
It says swan up here and song underneath.
Can you project this out openly or just on your beard and your hair? Do you have projectors? Is what I'm asking.
The modular is made for this size, so it's about this size.
Okay, well, can you project whatever mental image you want up there?
If I've seen it.
Put Piani on your beard.
She looks over at Piani, and then Piani just appears for my beard now.
Hey, Piani, you're on his beard.
It's actually a live recording of you two, so as you like look at
it. You're looking, but it's invert. Yes. Yeah.
I'm just like, hey,
that's
hey,
very neat.
Piani, it's like you're sitting on his face. Look at that. Look at that.
Do me now. Do me.
Looks at Eric, and it turns into Eric.
No, we don't need... Put Piani back up there.
I grab the nearest drink and just fucking chug it.
Yeah. Okay. It's the nearest drink is the like the champagne that Pi has been holding in one hand the whole time. So okay. You just like give this to me. Down it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm just like, well, we'll figure something out tomorrow. Let's just have a good time tonight. This is a good time.
Okay. All right. So the next day, I think maybe we like fade out on the party and fade back up on the outside of the Swan Song, and there are drones on the outside of it spray painting. They're like spray painting it. So the ship's getting its retrofit. Various like pieces are being removed and added to make it look like a less like a cargo ship. And more like a passenger ship. And so maybe actually we can see like the camera comes around the ship being like modified, and we can see inside. And Eric, you're overseeing a crew of mechanics installing like airplane style like seating in the cargo hold.
Okay.
And the inside of the hold is like being retrofitted to look like you're basically the parts of the ship that this person is going to be in. It's made to look like to fit the illusion.
Okay.
So you're overseeing them like attaching this this stuff. Cool.
I guess like I'm probably like holding up something off of, you know, to my right and then directing people off to the left, you know, just sort of. Generally, I'm in my element and using my powers freely in order to make sure that the retrofitting goes smoothly.
Is this cool. All AI, or is there someone directing it besides Eric?
No, there are people. Like, the people inside are, like, engineers. It's just the drones, the painting drones on the outside.
I never got a chance to ask Rajani about the grenades, did I? She's not hanging around, is she?
No, but we can have that. We can flashback to that conversation, maybe, like, as she's leaving.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Yeah. So she's, you spot her getting up to go, and she's like walking over to the door to leave.
Yeah.
And then you want to stop her.
Yeah. You know, I just say, oh, Miss Van Dorn. And I just, you know, come bumbling up to her.
She stops, turns around, looks up at you. Yes, Mr. Fredheim.
I've heard that you are someone who's very well connected on this planet in general. And that you might know where I can obtain information I'm looking for.
I suppose. It depends on the information.
I am a psychic researcher of sorts, and... Well, maybe you and I would have a similar interest in this. I really like weaponry.
Is that so?
Yes. I find it very interesting. Half of the reason I like working on ships is because I get to take them apart and see how they work, and weapons are the same way, except, well, it's much more interesting when I can use my, you know, when I can do the thing with weapons.
I understand. What can I help you with, Eric?
I'm looking for a specific type of grenade. It's called a metafocal grenade. Do you think there's somewhere on this planet I could find one? Or do you know someone who sells them?
Eric, my friend, this is Vinaya. You can find anything on this planet if you have enough money and you know the right people. And you're halfway there.
Oh, good. Ah. So, who should I speak to?
So, I mean, I know that you picked this up, Steven, but Eric obviously did not. She's like, yeah, if you have enough money and you know the right people, so let's talk about the money. And you're like, yeah. Who should I talk to?
Yeah.
And she looks at her her like data pad or whatever, and she's like, Eric, I have some very important business to attend to, and I have to be going. Please, whatever it is that you need, talk to your captain and have him speak to me. All right?
Oh, okay. I'll ask him to ask you where I can find metafocal grenades. Thank you, Rajani. I really appreciate it.
She like, shakes her head and just like turns around and immediately picks up the conversation that you interrupted. So she's like rambling off orders in Urdu to this like her like assistant basically, and they walk off.
I walk away and I just mutter to myself, that Rajani woman is so nice.
Oh, Eric. Cool. Okay. So you go back to where Pi is watching Higgs and Piani drink, and then we fade back to the day. So, does anyone want to do anything about any like research or prep for the mission before you go, or do we want to just jump ahead to that?
I ask Higgs to ask Rajani where I can find metafocal.
Let's have that conversation. So Higgs, maybe you come out. You're all hungover because you were up drinking all night.
Well, hold on. Can I make a con roll here, Adam?
Yes. Okay.
Let's make a physical subtlety.
Make a physical effect save. Make a physical effect save.
I gotta open my character sheet.
You can do it. Effect
save. 16. One success. Rolled it right on the fucking.
Right on the nose. Good work. Okay. So cool. All right. So yeah, you're not hungover, or you're hungover, but you're in control of your hangover.
Sure. Okay. Control. And then what? So I walk out. Eric comes up to me, I assume. And what does he say?
Well, like, Eric walks into the hangar, yeah, basically.
He's in the hangar, and you walk out just as like somebody is like stapling like carpet to the floor of the cargo hold. So you walk out into that.
Yeah. I say,
looks at the inside of a fancy airplane.
Good morning, Mr. Higgins. It's nice to see you.
Hello. What the fuck do you want? No one comes to me without wanting something this early in the morning.
Well, you came to me. You're here in the hangar. We're just retrofitting the cargo hold so that we can carry our VIPs.
Okay. Eric, what do you need?
Ah. Is it that obvious?
Yes. No one's this nice to me, Eric.
I had the conversation with Rajani recently. She said that she knows where I could find metafocal grenades, but she said to have me ask you to ask her where I can find metafocal grenades. And then she can tell you, and you can tell me.
Eric, what the fuck are metafocal grenades?
Oh, they're very nice.
Oh, no. That was a horrible mistake, Higgs. Why?
Eric. No, not that Eric. Mr. Higgins. Don't tell Piani, but I really like her, and I would like for her to like me too, and I thought if I got her a present, then she would. So, I wanted to get her some metafocal grenades. Piani can use them because she's precognitive, so she can cause them to explode in such a way that poses no threat to the people she doesn't want to pose a threat to. They're really fun toys.
I like grab both your arms on the sides. I'm like, Eric, how the fuck do I do that?
Well, if you have metadimensional extroversion syndrome, it's quite simple. You go to the academy and you get trained and you find your areas of focus. And then if you study precognition enough, then you'll be able to predict the metafocal grenade's explosion patterns as well.
Can I take a pill to get this?
I haven't found anything like that in my research studies, no.
How are you born this way, Eric?
You know, Mr. Higgins, I could look into that for you if you'd like.
That would be great. I'll tell Piani that you like her, then we'll both win.
Good. Only you'll do it better than that, won't you?
Probably not, Eric, but I'm gonna go get some grenades.
Okay. That would be really good. Get an extra one, just for me.
So two
to study.
Two grenades, that's all you want?
Oh, well, do you think Piani wants more than one? Maybe 10. Get 10.
I love you, Eric. I just turn around and just go back to my room and call Reggiani.
Okay. Yeah, you can get in touch with her, like her assistant or something.
Okay. Yeah, I just say like.
Can I actually listen into this call, assuming that I listened to everything that just happened?
Yeah. You still got your surveillance situation on.
I see everything.
Yeah.
Where do you think
I learned it from?
I'm very interested by this conversation, and so I'm like so totally cyber stalking.
Okay.
Yeah, Higgs.
Okay.
And his information.
All right, yeah, I call. So I get the assistant?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, this is Higgins, Wilbur Higgins III. Is she around? I'd like to talk to her. We got some conversations that need to be had.
I
just like look up into the sky and question why I said that.
Rajani's assistant is a he's of the same ethnicity that she is. He's probably 5 or 6 years younger than her. He was there the whole of last night, but doing the good assistant thing and being like quiet and not in a position for anyone to notice him. So he answers with a sort of calm familiarity. Like he's, you know, he recognizes you and is treating you with the respect that a person who knows Rajani deserves, but also he's not going to just like let you go right through to her. And he says, Mr. Higgs, it is good to hear from you. Ms. Van Dorn is very busy. I would be happy to help you in any way that I can or pass along a message if that is what you prefer. Tell me, what is it that I can do for you?
I need two things. One, I need some... Give me 1 second, sir, and I hang up. Call Eric, what the fuck are these grenades called again?
Metafocal grenades!
Okay, thank you, and then I just click them off.
I mean, you don't have to hang them up. You can just put them on hold.
Okay, I put them on hold. We need some metafocal grenades. We need 10 of those, and Regiani said that we could get 10 of those by contacting you.
I'm sorry, that does not sound familiar to me. Please, one moment.
Hold on. Just fucking put me on the phone. We don't have to do this. Look, I'm talking to my assistant. Put me on the phone. This is awkward.
He's like, I'm sure that if Miss Van Dorn promised you this, then she would have let me know, and I will have it in my notes. Please wait one moment. And
it's about this time, by the way, that I knock on your door.
Okay.
Mr. Riggs.
Oh, yes, please go and check whatever you want. Who is it? Hello. You can come in.
I open the door, and I say something in Swahili for about a minute. And he just kind of looks at you.
It's like, yeah, I agree. Yep. I'm on the phone, Alfie. I'll be with you in a bit.
I need to know which room is mine.
Oh, I unmute Eric. Eric, can you please show Alfie what room he's staying in? It's Mr. Sakarian's old room.
Yes, of course. You're giving away Mr. Sakarian's old room.
Eric, there's only 4 rooms on the ship. Of course I'm fucking giving it away. We're not going to make a new... Yes. Just take your fucking shrine down. Just move your shrine.
Yeah. With that answer, he nods and says, thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, okay, yeah, thank you. I'm on the... I got to talk to someone. I put the... Sorry about that, sir. I'm back. This is Wilbur Higgins III.
So he says, I don't have any notes here about metafocal grenades, but I would be happy to pass along the note. Perhaps Miss Van Dorn simply forgot to tell me.
Yeah, that'd be great. The second, you're not going to have a note about this. It's do you know the painter of Swan Song? Do you happen to have the information? I'd like to put in a special request.
Yes, we sent a crew this morning. Are they not to your liking?
No, they're here painting. I just need, it's all a bunch of robots, and I need to talk to the head robot.
Yes, robots. Sir, of course. There should be a human member of the crew somewhere nearby operating the drones. It says here his name is Johansson. He should be nearby. Simply ask him. And if you have any trouble at all with the crew, with the job, please let me know, and I will have them replaced.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you very much, sir. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Please send all the best to Regiani.
Yes, I will. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Higgins.
Yes. You have a good day now.
And you as well.
Hang up. I'm like, fucking idiot. And leave the room to go find Johansson. Or whatever his name was. I forget.
Yeah, Johansson.
Yeah, Johansson. He's easy to find?
Yeah, there's a guy outside with a, an iPad or whatever, and he's controlling the drones and feeding them orders for painting the ship and replacing the outside.
Okay. I approach, but I'm more like gazing at the drones as they paint as I do it, and then I turn to him at like the last second. I'm like, Wilbur Higgins, it's nice to meet you, sir. I'm the captain of the ship you're painting.
Okay. Johansson is a tall, very, very black guy with one arm. His arm terminates at the elbow, and then there's like a cybernetic arm, like a modified arm underneath. He's got a jumpsuit, and it has a label on the breast written in Urdu that you don't read. Okay. He turns, and he's got like little like silver like cormorant, or he's got horn-rimmed glasses on, and I kind of adjusts them on his nose, and he pauses, and you see all the drones just like stop in midair. You're the captain of the ship.
Yes, I am. It's nice to meet you. Wilbur Higgins.
Look at me.
He's the captain now. No. He looks at you, and he nods, and he says, is there a problem, captain?
No, not a problem. I just have an inquiry on your abilities, if I may.
I don't understand.
I'd like to put my face on the side of the ship.
Your face.
Yes, but I only want it viewable if at certain angles. So if you're flying like next to it, you can't see my face. But if you get like right at that cross angle, then you got my face right there on the top thing. On, you know what I'm saying?
Sir, this is outside of the parameters of my. I. And he's like, you can see him getting flustered. He doesn't know what to do. Like, Because, like, you know, you're the captain and he's supposed to do this job, but he also has the, like, you know, the schematics already.
So can this be done, Johansson? Can this be done? I mean, look, can I kind of, like, sit back and post my face? Just like this.
Yes. It will take some time. We will have to start from the beginning. But
what?
If
no,
you, have
you
time,
just do, like, okay, continue. I'm sorry.
I want to do it right. Please, if you will allow me, and he, like, sets the pad down, and he takes out his, like, a smaller, like, terminal, he holds it up, and he's, like, starts taking some pictures. He's like, I will use this to...
My right,
like,
side's better. Get it on the right
taking
side.
Taking photos of you.
Face him on the right side.
Okay, all right. So he says, I will make all efforts to begin again and work as quickly as I can, but... it will take some time.
Just make sure it's only viewable. If you think of the ship is 360 degrees, the 190th degree. That's the only degree you can see my face in. Just that. That's it.
Yeah, he grins at you and he says, this is a very strange request, but I will do this for you, Captain.
Great. You're the captain now. And I walk
He shakes his head at you as you walk away. Yeah. All right, so he, like, yeah, starts working on it, and the drones all, like, start spraying, like, paint remover on the ship to start again. So while that's happening, while your face is getting spray painted on the side of the Swan Song, what's everybody else up to?
Alpharius is unpacking in the room.
Okay.
Eric is setting up his Sicarian shrine in his room now.
I suppose after hearing about the metal focal and sort of getting out of my funk, and thankfully our new crew member, I'm going to maybe see if I can find something or someone to look at my eye.
Okay.
So what kind of role would I need to do in order? I want to try myself before I go to any of the resources I know I have.
Okay, so you just want to go out into the market and start asking around?
Yes, as intelligently as I can without raising suspicion. Yes.
Did Piani hear about the metafocal grenades?
Yes.
Yeah, Piani was listening.
You were listening in, right? Yeah.
On the conversation. Okay. All right.
Eric will learn. You don't know that I know.
Yeah. No, I don't know, but yeah. Mm.
Okay, so you can make a culture. You don't have this planet, so I guess just a charisma roll at -1.
Okay. Let me do that.
You want someone to look at your special eye?
Yeah.
Okay.
-1.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen, and this will be a good place, I think, to, like, lead us up to a nice big FU for YouTube. So you go out into the crowd, and you spend some time, you know, asking around, and you're like, do you show people the eye, or do you just talk about it?
No, I think I'm just kind of like, I need someone to look at some pretty high-tech piece of equipment.
Sure.
And I'm just looking. Maybe I'm just trying to find out who the baddest motherfucker is as far as that's concerned.
Okay. So you ask around in one of the, like, regular markets. You get moved from, like, curio shop to, like, you know, biotech facility. You go to a couple of, like, specialist ophthalmologists or whatever. And then eventually, you know, somebody's like, well, if you're looking for... you know, someone who can work with, you know, really, like, fancy optics, they give you an address. And the address is just, like, an encrypted one, like, a data card. And they're like, take this. They tell you the address. And they're like, if you go here, you know, they'll be able to hook you up. You get the impression that they're like, yeah, it's going to be, like, you know, like, you're going somewhere that's fairly, like, shady, but that you'll be able to maybe get some answers.
I grew up in Shady. That doesn't bother Piani at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You've done this. So you end up in one of the like sub-levels of the sort of like market building that you're in. And this area, you're heading down a long hallway. You're inside the tower, and there's like a metal gangplank and like steam vents above you that are broken in some places. So there's like steam coming out of them into the hallway. And there are a few people, like you notice, like as you walk by, like there's a guy like huddled in the corner, like in an alcove of like a closed shop, and he's got, you know, again, like one of his arms is cut off, kind of mid, like mid wrist, and there's a like really like obvious like cheap cyber arm kind of on the end that just keeps like opening and closing, and he kind of like looks up at you as you go by. And he's got a cyber eye that is a little too small for his eye socket, and like looks like it came from a mannequin. So this is like a little eye that like follows you, and, like looks up, and you know, you see a couple of other people like that with like really like cheap or like bad cyberware, kind of like huddled in this area, and there are a few shops that are like open, but that you know they close when you come by or whatever, and. You come around a corner to where this like doctor, the Sixth Street doctor, sent you, and there's a small open area with a couple of people kind of standing around. They're wearing like trench coats, and they're having a conversation kind of at the far end. And there's a door with a little like keypad next to it in this.
And that's the end
of the hallway. Yeah, this is where you were sent.
Are the people outside the door?
They're not sitting in front of it, but they're in the same little, like, kind of, like, roundabout at the end of the hall. It's maybe, I don't know, like, maybe, like, 40 feet all the way across. It's just, like, a little truncated, like, end of the hallway inside.
So, can I use Omen to find out if I walk up and knock on the door if that will cause me harm?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure. I need you to make a mental effect save first, though.
Whew. Okay.
You did.
my mental is 12 at least, so let's see if we can pull something off here. roll D20 and drag and roll, motherfucker.
All right. Nice. Okay. So you, you can use Omen, no problem. And what does Omen tell you exactly? Like, if
Omen basically like
if you knock on the door, will you be injured or mental?
The
distress?
Idea is that like I would be able to sort of live out the next few seconds and a decision that I would make or an action that I would take, and that it would be able to show me a result if it ended in physical or mental harm.
Sure. And the question is if you open the door or if you knock on the door?
Right. If I walk past this group and knock on the door, will that trigger something? Yes.
Sure. Yeah, you're already in trouble. You should have omened a long time ago, friend. Just coming down here put you in danger, but yeah, those men, those three people, they're waiting for you. They're here to get you.
I mean, my reaction is turn and run.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So you like walk in, look at the door, look at them, they look at you. And
I never like if I got an omen.
Right, and this is happening in the omen. So
okay.
Yeah, you look at them, and what you see is they like reach into their coats and like take out knives. Well, two of them do. The one in the front looks at you and puts up their like weird cybernetic hand, and like a field of energy appears around it, and then sharpens into like a blade. And he kind of like looks at you, and you can see that he's got like. Like all of his teeth are like iron, and like his one like weird mouth shape and like cyber eye like looks at you, and then he points, and then they come running towards you, and then in real life you take a step into the room, and what do?
Turn around and run.
Okay, so you turn and run.
So like actually it would be more like I'm walking towards the door, I'm feet away from this group, and immediately the instinct kicks in that if, you know, what happens if I go past this, like something doesn't feel right. So basically, as I'm taking a momentum step towards them, it's like an instant of just like turning around and fucking running as fast as I can.
Okay, awesome. So you, you stop and then turn and run, and you just start to bolt down the hallway through all these tunnels, and you can hear them. They're behind you, but you have a chance to run. And I'd like to know if you can get away successfully before they catch you. But I don't know. Do we have time for that, or should we go to a break?
Let's do a break.
Okay, let's do a break.
You just fucked YouTube.
I ran the numbers. I did the calculations in my head. YouTube's going to get fucked. We'll see you guys.
Spoiler alert. It'll turn out okay.
We'll probably not, actually. I think you're pretty dead.
Well, you're really dooming yourself there, Weed.
Yeah. Looks like we'll be getting a new crew member next week. We'll see you guys in just a bit. We'll take this break. We'll come back and go into the final hour. We'll be right back.